My story begins on a lovely fall day at lunchtime. I'm trying to cross the street at the crosswalk near my workplace. A colleague is in the process of crossing from the other side. And a young man comes barreling down the road at what appears to be a rate of speed well above the posted limit. A series of painted white lines and a couple of vertical crosswalk signs bearing yellow yield shields rise from the pavement as signals to this driver and others that, yes, those people on the sidewalk looking longingly at either the parking lot or at the law school do indeed wish to cross the street. And still his car barrels forward, just as my colleague walks into his lane. I put out my hand as would a traffic cop, using the universal sign language for, "Hey, slow down. You're about 6 car lengths away from vehicular manslaughter." After a breathless second or two, success. He slows long enough for my colleague to get safely on the sidewalk, long enough for me to enter the street, and long enough for him to roll down his window and yell to me that I'm something akin to a very soiled piece of trash. Even non-lawyers would recognize that 2 major legal issues arise from my encounter with the angry youth. 1, Illinois crosswalk law and pedestrian rights. 2, Illinois criminal law and swearer rights. Nah, I'm right that pedestrians get to cross the street at a crosswalk and he must slow down, sort of. Uh-oh, he's got a First Amendment right to swear that would likely keep him from, say, a disorderly conduct charge, sort of. First, crosswalk law. There's a state law in Illinois that promises pedestrians a right of way at crosswalks. A driver must yield and stop for a pedestrian on the driver's side of the roadway or a pedestrian in danger of being hit. This, in my expert and admittedly highly biased opinion, was my colleague's situation. But there's some additional cautionary language to pedestrians. The law sensibly suggests that we're not supposed to leave a curb or other place of safety to walk into the path of an oncoming car. Gaida, but Your Honor, I didn't walk into his path. I merely placed a hand in the air to signal him to stop, and once he slowed, then I walked. Judge, yeah, right, tell it to the jury, lady. Act 2. Disorderly conduct law, that broad Illinois statute making it a crime to behave in such unreasonable manner as to alarm or disturb another and to provoke a breach of the peace. I found the young man's language directed at my person and commenting negatively on my value quite unreasonable, even disturbing. If I'd not been raised in a proper household, I would have breached whatever peace was left that fall noon. Judge, I turn your attention to several Illinois cases in which persons have been called nasty names. The First Amendment protects those who use curse words to label others. As they say, one man's vulgarity is another's lyric. Gaida, those are fighting words to me, Your Honor. I mean to refer to his words, not yours, of course. Neither riveting courtroom drama will unfold from that fateful fall day. Instead, my colleague found her way safely into the building. I left for a lovely lunch, and a young driver made his way down the street, none the wiser that the law had nearly hurtled into him with as much force as he'd nearly hurtled into us. Sort of. I'm Amy Gaida.